Chapter 90. To his fellow men, into that state of Maggie's heart and conscience which made the consent to the marriage a desecration to her, her conscience must not be tampered with. The principle on which S.E. had acted was a safer guide than any balancing of consequences. His experience told him that intervention was too dubious a responsibility to be lightly incurred. The possible issue either of an endeavor to restore the former relations with Lucy and Philip, or of counseling submission to this eruption of a new feeling, was hidden in a darkness all the more impenetrable, because each immediate step was clogged with evil. The great problem of the shifting relation between passion and duty is clear to no man who is capable of apprehending it. The question whether the moment has come in which a man has fallen below the possibility of a renunciation that will carry any efficacy, and must accept the sway of a passion against which he had struggled as a trespass, is one for which we have no master key that will fit all cases. The casuists have become a byword of reproach. But their perverted spirit of minute discrimination was the shadow of a truth to which eyes and hearts are too often fatally sealed, the truth that moral judgments must remain false and hollow unless they are checked and enlightened by a perpetual reference to the special circumstances that mark the individual lot. All people of broad, strong sense have an instinctive repugnance to the men of maxims, because such people early discern that the mysterious complexity of our life is not to be embraced by maxims, and that to lace ourselves up in formulas of that sort is to repress all the divine promptings and inspirations that spring from growing insight and sympathy. And the man of maxims is the popular representative of the minds that are guided in their moral judgment solely by general rules, thinking that these will lead them to justice by a ready-made patent method, without the trouble of exerting patience, discrimination, impartiality, without any care to assure themselves whether they have the insight that comes from a hardly earned estimate of temptation, or from a life vivid and intense enough to have created a white fellow feeling with all that is human. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.